All right, this time we're going to go ahead and call this first meeting of January 2026 to order. Appreciate everybody coming out tonight. And if you would, certify a quorum for us, Ms. Kylie. I want to welcome two new council members. Appreciate y'all being willing to serve. Looks like we're going to have a good year. Lots coming out up this year. First off, I think we need a motion to amend the agenda. We need to include voting for a new mayor pro tem. That needs done immediately, I suppose, Kevin.
Yes.
Needs to be done now.
So what you would do is one of you would make a motion to amend the agenda to include the election of mayor pro tem. My suggestion would be that you do it right after comments from mayor and council, right before routine business, and then you would actually take nominations and then vote on that for whomever would be the mayor pro tem.
Okay, so we need a motion to amend the agenda at this time.
Motion to amend.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right, if you would stand and join us for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. By Councilman Dale Glenn.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day and everything you've done for us. And thank you for this new year. We thank you for this new council and the new members we have and their willingness to serve. We pray for this town. We thank you for the blessings that you've given to it. We thank you for just everything that you do for us. We thank you for our first responders and our utility people and our recreation people and people that are serving the administration. We thank for Reagan and his time that he's put in, and we wish him, pray that you'll bless him as he moves to his new job. Just be with us through this meeting. Help us, give us the wisdom that we need, guide us, and help us to make the right decisions. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, this time we'll go into public comments. Please keep in mind you have 3 minutes. We'll turn the little hourglass over for you, Kevin. You can keep it monitored. Step to the podium, state your name and address, and then you're welcome to speak.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
I'm Mitchell Presley, 108 John Street. The property has been going to hands of family members that's passed away, and I was trying to get it put in my name to put a new double Y there. Can't get it in my name, but Bob gave me a year to put my camper behind my mom's house to start fixing it up, to get it cleaned, and if I could get a new double wide, put there, put one, if not, remodel my mom's. Now today I get told I have 15 days to move because it was condemned and I've never got any paperwork or anything like that. I don't know if it was sent to the other address, but I've never got anything. I paid the taxes on it for 10, 12 years now. And I've been cleaning it up, saving the money to start remodeling it. And now I'm getting told I got 15 days to move.
We can't address anything to you tonight. We can hear what you're telling us, and then we can address it with during the next segment where the mayor and council speaks.
As for right now, I get custodial some of the 20. And I can't move in 15 days. I mean, I was banking on remodeling this house, moving in it, and then storing my camper on the property, you know, doing what Bob told me I could do. I mean, I get put up, I get kicked back down.
Yes, sir, thank you. Miss Lisa?
Yep. Lisa Kane, I live at 437 Bow Street. We've lived there for about 40 years, my family. It's our family home. We built it together. My daddy worked at the Texaco Station in Westminster for many, many, many years, Ralph Chief. And he would come home and he would, you know, grade around, and we rolled the stuff that don't make stuff go through, whatever you call that, the leak-proof stuff on there. We did that. We put laid flooring, we subflooring, we put carpet in. We did this ourselves. Our handprints are all over that house, okay? In May of 2026, the sewer from the city backed up into our house. We paid a plumber to come out and see if he could stop it. He stated it was definitely a city sewer backup. So he called the city and they came out and checked the manhole in front of the house, and it was swimming in sewer. So they agreed that they come in and looked and agreed it was the city's fault. We had Surf Pro come out and clean everything up. We had to get a rent U-Haul pods to put all our belongings in. We should have gone to a hotel, because if you've ever been, smelled that for several weeks, it's literally disgusting. Called City Hall and made them aware I'd need to fill out an insurance form. They said, just come pick up one and you can turn it in. You know, so basically that's all they said. So we came in, got one. Took us several weeks. Surf Crew, we asked them to take pictures as they threw stuff out. So we have pictures of most of the things they threw out. So we went through all that, and then we realized there were other things missing that weren't pictured. We started adding those to our list, but then we figured we'd get flagged for it, so we just stopped. We didn't want to claim more than we needed to claim. So we turned in our paperwork to the city to turn it to the insurance company. I didn't hear anything for about 6 or 8 weeks, and I emailed the city hall. She emailed me a claim number and my adjuster's name and the phone number. So I reached out to him. I kept calling and calling and calling. Finally, I got him, and he said they were waiting on some information from Surf Pro. So I told him I had some stuff so I could send him what I had. I did. He said that helped a lot. It shouldn't be much longer. So another month passed. I kept calling, leaving messages. Finally called the main number of the insurance company, and they got him on the phone for me. He said they were looking for specifics on one of the items in on the list. And so I had pictures of that, so I sent that to him. He said that would make it easier to compare prices to get it redone or pay for it to be rebought, I guess.
Time's up.
Real quick.
Okay. So I sent information to the city. The insurance company told me I could not claim sentimental value for my things. These are things we've used for 50 plus years. This is a rocking chair my baby brother, who is no longer here, used when he was a baby, and now Jonathan's baby can't use it. These are things my mother-in-law used. She drew sketchbooks, an artist. She drew sketchbooks when she was a young woman. Our nieces are not going to have that. We could have asked for compensatory damages. We did not. The total we came up in sentimental value is $31,500. I request the city pay that to us, because this was none of our fault. It was the dilapidated sewer system. We're making upgrades now. We know it's a bad system. I request that to our family.
Thank you, Ms. Lisa. Mr. Bronson, that was my fault. I did not flip over the hourglass, so I'll take responsibility for that one. Thank you, Ms. Kane.
Wendy Golden.
Well, I don't know about everybody else, but I didn't get my utility bill till yesterday, which is the 12th of the month, with the 15th being the cutoff day. So that left a lot of people in the city in a quandary, and I would have to say that I don't think that was very fair to citizens not to be told why there was a delay and that there was going to be a delay. Luckily, I'm on auto pay, so it didn't harm me, but I'm sure there's other people that would have to come down here and pay the bill that didn't know what they were up against. so I would expect that y'all could do better next time. On to Woody Sanders, Brian Ramey's close friend and apparently confidant. He's online explaining why our money that was taken from an apparent cyber incident from our city coffers, he's explaining where and why and how that happened. Now, how did he get that information? He's Mr. Ramey's personal close friend. I'm just saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. Onward, we have not been told one thing officially from the city to the customers directly regarding how much money was taken, where it went, how it got back, what's the status of anything. Y'all have not said one word on the city page or to customers directly regarding this whole incident. People, all of us citizens are completely in the dark. Y'all had executive session and special meetings and so forth. What has happened? Where is the money? How come y'all aren't talking about it and telling people what's going on with this? I don't understand it. It's unacceptable. Citizens deserve to be told of risk because potentially our online banking information could have been exposed. We don't know because y'all haven't said it. So I don't think that y'all treated this with the concern and the transparency that should be shown by the city council. But I would like to welcome the two new members because, frankly, the remainder of council's performance in the past year has been, let's just say, I'll just say that this council has been spearheaded by a single member who, despite being just a single vote on this council, has pushed personal pet projects well ahead of any real issues the city may have.
That's it, Ms. Golden. Thank you.
Why am I not entitled to
Mr. Brunson just called it.
Yes, I understand. This lady.
I didn't have this flipped
time.
Over. I just showed you I had this flipped for your time.
Well,
please step down. The time's up. But next person needs to speak.
That's not fair. That's completely unfair.
Council, want to let Ms. Golden continue?
No.
Okay. Please sit down. Ms. Letitia.
I'm Letitia Morrison Hill, 460 Morrison Hill Road. I'm here again tonight to oppose the potential annexation of our neighbor Neal at 510 Morrison Hill Road. In 2021, County Council adopted a policy requiring anyone outside the city limits who needs city water to sign a covenant of annexation. That agreement allows the city to annex their property later once it becomes continuous to the city. If a homeowner refuses to sign, they are denied water. And because city water is available in these areas, homeowners are not allowed to drill private wells. That leaves them with no alternative water sources until they give up their rights to choose whether or not to be annexed. This is not a real choice. Many residents have no idea that when they sign paperwork to turn on their water, they're also signing a legal agreement to be annexed into the city. This information is not clearly explained. Our neighbor did not know he had to sign such an agreement. That alone shows this process is not transparent. And if someone doesn't understand what they are being asked to sign and refuses, then what happens? Are they denied water even though it is their only option? Water is a basic necessity. It should never be used as leverage to force people into annexation. This issue is serious enough that Senator Rex Rice has filed Senate Bill 703 to stop cities from using utility service to pressure residents into annexation. That bill exists because this is happening across South Carolina. Annexation also brings real financial consequences. Once annexed, homeowners face higher taxes, utility rates, mandatory services like trash pickup, higher personal and property taxes. For example, a $100,000 home can see an increase of about $372 a year. For families living paycheck to paycheck, and for seniors on fixed incomes, that can be a serious hardship and could determine whether they can stay in their homes. At our last meeting, we asked council to reconsider this policy. We were disappointed when there was no discussion before the vote. We were told our voices mattered, but the concerns raised were not addressed. So we are here again asking you to truly listen. We're not asking for anything unreasonable. We're asking for families, fairness, transparency, and respect for homeowners' rights. Access to water should never require someone to surrender control of their property. Please reconsider this policy and what it's doing to families, neighbors, citizens, and who simply want to keep their water without being forced.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Marshall.
Thank you.
And Neil?
Neil? Neil who?
Good evening, everybody. My name is Neil, and Leticia already explained about the whole situation about the annex the property. And I would like to add because the day I was signing for the water bill is the way they're telling me to sign the paperwork. They wasn't telling me, oh, you're signing two documents. One is for annexation, the second is for water bill. What they told me, sign the paperwork where the mark is X on it. And keep a signature, which I did. Turned out after a few months later, there's a signboard in front of my house, oh, your property considered the annexation. And when I talked to them, City Hall, they say, this is the paper where you signed. And this is bizarre to me because when somebody says, this is your signature, right? You didn't read each and every line. It's like mutual funds where that at the bottom of the page, it's really micro written. You have to read each and everything line. No, I didn't even know what is the annexation mean until a few months ago. My thing is like, please be clear or please keep the separate documents so we know what we are signing for, actually. The day I was signed the paperwork is only for water, nothing else. Now I'm standing here to discuss about not to annex my property because my monthly bill will go up by, oh my God, I can't even think about it, which is hard for me because I live by myself. I have to manage the whole house by myself only. That's all I have to say. Please think and reconsider the whole thing, please. Thank you.
Thank you. That's it. All right, next we go into comments from the mayor and council. We do have on my list several things for Ms. Golden to respond to some questions she had. Those we're going to ask those tonight. Anyone on the council have anything they'd like to say first before I move in?
Yeah. Mitchell's still here. Where did Mitchell leave?
He left.
All right, I guess we'll pass over that. Lisa, understand your concerns. It's something that is a complex situation that I think council will have to discuss. I've never heard some of what you talked about before. I mean, I know there's issues with sewer, and I've heard sewer backing up and it being on the city side. Sentimental value, I know that's difficult to put a price on. As a real estate agent, selling houses, people have sentimental value. It doesn't mean anything in the form of a transaction. So that's going to be difficult. I'm just being straight up with you, okay? But I do think it's something that is a conversation that needs to be had.
And I do have more information I can send you.
Okay. Wendy, I understand some of your concerns. I think the mayor has said that there will be additional information supplied. What I can tell you is that there are law enforcement people that are involved, and they told us to limit what was told for investigative reasons hence a lid has been put on everything, and we've kept our mouth shut so that an investigation can proceed. Okay, the mayor has indicated that he will provide some additional information, or council will provide additional information. Ms. Marcinkiel and Neil, we've had our conversation before when I was on Planning Commission. Definitely, I understand your concerns, but now it's at the hands of the council and Southside Planning Commission. But thank you, thank each and every one of you citizens for coming today. I was voted in by the citizens of this town to represent you, and my expectation is I want citizens to be here. I want to see each and every citizen in this town be a participant of self-government. This is a 250th year of the founding of our country. We need to take pride in that, and we need to be involved and do our civic duty as citizens of this town and help guide the path forward. And thank you for your attendance tonight. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to say something about the forms that we use, Neil. There's so many processes and forms, and we work on annexation forms for years trying to do better and better. And slowing the process some down so we can actually save time to read everything through. So we are hearing that. We are, you know, and I have to tell you I'm guilty. I have clicked on things on the internet and said, you do the agree? Did you read the conditions? And I said, yes. I had not read it. That's me. Okay? So, but we do know that. And we've gone back and we've helped as much as we can. And we're still learning. We're still evaluating and trying to do better. And just for everyone in the room, we're so happy with our new council. But if you were a body, no one have a vote, and you try to work things out, and you talk to people. But when it comes down to it, we vote as a body, and then we go forward. And that's the only thing I know what to do, is to listen and to talk and have an open heart and an open mind and share the best we can with you. So I'm telling you, I can do better. I will try to do better. So this year I can't wait to work with some new folks too. So we're here. That's what we're here for. We show up, you know, and we're glad to do it, or we would not be sitting in this place. So please come and know that you're my neighbor. My neighbor. My backyard neighbor is right over there. And so I know what I vote on affects you because it affects me. And sometimes it's not what I want, but sometimes it is. So I'm going to keep trying.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? All right. First question I had listed was the city utility bills have come in late. Do we have any plan for this as far as the late fees? Because some of them still have not shown up.
No, the delay was because of the first holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had said that it was because we were given the additional day. That is not accurate. Just the way the schedule falls and the way we produce the bills through the system, hand them off to the entity that then mailed them out. If someone hasn't gotten a bill, I would suggest they contact City Hall.
A lot of them haven't. That was my point. I mean, I received mine at the office 3 days ago. Sharon's Beauty Shop's next door. She still hadn't received hers. So, I mean, there's random people everywhere been asking me about this. Are we going to have to pay a late fee? We don't know what the bill's going to be. So I want to bring it to you. Let you share what you know. So that's it. It's just the.
Yeah, it was the timing of the holidays.
Yeah.
Which we will go back through and review to make sure going forward. And it had to do with the holiday falling on Thursday, which is usually if they fall on Friday, it's not even affects the schedule. We'll go back through and review if we anticipate any additional dates where that may happen going forward. We'll make sure that gets publicized.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then the next question I had for you specifically is, has there been any news or anything new that you can share publicly about the theft? Is there anything yet that the FBI has released or that you're able to share with the public? Anything at all?
For anyone that cares to know, that the State Law Enforcement Division, as well as the Federal Bureau of Investigation, have ongoing active investigations into our cyber compromise, and the resulting financial fraud is an ongoing investigation. And they've asked us not to say anything more than that, because that could compromise the work that they're doing. My expectation with you is that once we have concluded, I don't know, probably at the end of the investigation, whenever we're cleared by those two entities that we rely on, we'll make all that information available to the public.
Okay.
But until we get to that point, we would compromise the ability for them to do their jobs if we openly discussed it.
Understood. And you did send the press release went out, the journal, WGOG, everyone had that, correct?
And also, we're all taking training. Everybody at City Hall, my training, we're taking training to be aware, to have to watch out for cyber attack, everything. So that has already been done also.
Yeah. As far as anything else, Ms. Marson-Gill, I appreciate you coming. I do. Neil, I do. But I've got your paper right here, the annexation paper. And it's not, and I'm sorry you felt that way. It's one full page, and it plainly states it's for annexation. It plainly states it where you're supposed to sign it. So, you know, I'm not trying to take up for our staff, but I'm trying to take up for our staff. You know, they've done a pretty good job of making this an independent document for you to look at.
Question, why is added to the water bill? Why the paper was not signed?
That's a different question for a different time. That's the city's ordinance is set up that way. And Letitia, the rice bill we've been looking at, that's not to do away with annexation. That's to make it contingent upon the county approval. So that's what that's for. But we're going to bring that up on down the line tonight. And anyone have anything else? All right, we'll move on. Thank y'all. Routine business, comments from Utility Director, Mr. Scott Parris. You have the floor.
Mayor, you amended the agenda to vote on Mayor Pro Tem.
Mayor didn't go down far enough. There you go. All right, with his longevity on council, I'd be willing to nominate Jimmy Powell again. He's been here. If he wanted to be mayor, I believe we'd all step down. We have a second. Any more nominations? Jimmy, you willing to serve again?
Yes.
A call for a vote.
Davey?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Jimmy? Okay. Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Now we will move on to Mr. Scott Parris and the utilities update.
Good evening. So our skip projects are still moving right along. Phase one is in the process of finishing up. They've got one small section of creek crossing that they're replacing, and they're waiting on the concrete pillars for those. So they can get started. They've got the pipe on hand. Pillars should be in place or on site next week. And they should be able to get that done just a few days. Phase two is moving right along. They're making good progress. They're doing really well with it. At 123, they're taking their time. They're finding services. Our guys are working really close with them. So far, that's been a good project. And they're taking care of some major issues with it. Our water project coming up for Lucky Street, James Street, and Highland Avenue. I spoke with the engineer days ago. They're planning to have bid documents ready by early next week so we can set a bid date and get moving on that project. We've got all our permits in place. One that has held us up is the DOT permit, but that's in now, so we'll be ready to move on that shortly. We took bids for our SCADA system upgrade, and after Chris and I went through those, we have decided to disqualify those bids and start over. There's things that didn't match up with the RFP. So there are too many unanswered questions, and there's too much, too much left open to interpretation of the way they submitted it. So we're going to just kick those out and re-advertise and go again for this. Hopefully the clarification make that easier for them to call it, or to make sure they call it with all the suggestions or requests. We just didn't feel comfortable with the bids that we received on those.
And you received three bids?
Three bids, yes, sir. On our Unity Tank project, I spoke with our surveyor late last week. He was doing a plat approved by the county for the property to be purchased up there. And he should have that filed. He was hoping to have that this week, get the pin set up there within the next few days. And once he's got that done, I'll pass that on to Mr. Denny, and we'll work on a contract for purchasing that property for the tank site. And the engineer is in the process of the design for that tank. So everything is moving forward. We're on track with that one. And we've got several things coming up this year. We've got a lot of projects going, which we like because that keeps it interesting. We should have the second half of our tenants over at Hall Road. Hopefully within the next week or so, we've got our base post set for that. Electric went out and took care of that for us yesterday. And they've done a great job with that fence so far. Myself and a couple of hands are going to put the panels up. Hopefully next week sometime. So get back by there another week or so, you'll see a big difference with it. But we're staying busy and keeping up. Do I have any questions?
You're all good. Thank you, sir. Next, we'll move on to comments from the administrator, Mr. Brunson.
Yes, sir, Mayor, members of council. To tag on to what Scott had there at the end, the Horton Recreation Complex, we'll be putting that fence up in the next couple of days, or the next week or so. The contractor, AMW Construction, I think LLC, has begun work on the concession stand. We had a delay in getting the construction permit from the county because we were waiting on a curb cut permit from SCDOT that was not filed when it should have been filed by Mammoth Construction. So that took us a little while to get all that through. You may recall, you awarded that bid back in early fall, and we had hoped to have that concession stand completed before we got to this point in time. So those guys are back on the task. They've got the forms laid. They're digging the footers out there today. They are expecting to be finished by April 1st. And I asked him, I said, "You aren't giving me an April Fool's Day, are you?" And he said, "No, they're going to work hard at it." Scott and his group will do a few other things out there to help dress that facility up so that we will be ready to play ball this spring. Whether or not we're ready to go for the opening games is going to depend on how that grass is doing. We're very fortunate to have Ben Blackwell on our team now, who has real good turf experience. So he's watching that grass, monitoring it. It really needs to be able to take root before we put kids out there start playing. The street skate update, we had a long delay in the street skate update. If you guys didn't know, my head was about to explode over this one. You awarded that bid back in September for us to begin working on the street skate park project on Main between Lucky and Retreat, as well as Retreat between Windsor and Main. When we received those bids, our representative from the Appalachian Council of Governments determined that we had applied for and received grant funding from the Appalachian Region Commission at an old cap, and they had since raised that cap. So at her suggestion, we applied back to the Appalachian Region Commission to ask them to increase the amount into the project. We didn't know that there was going to be a federal government shutdown that would last however many days it lasted. So then when they came back from the shutdown, there was problems with the software. Anyway, we were able to get all of that resolved the days right before Christmas, right before the deadline of that bid ran out. We're currently in the process of getting insurance, bonding documents, everything that the contractor's got to have so that he can begin construction. Looking like last of January, early February for him to start construction on the project. He very likely will start on Gray Street first And you all may know that Gray Street will become pedestrian-only thoroughfare. It'll stop being, there would be no vehicular access when we get there. We also have Retreat Street and Main Street. So Scott and his, most of it is going to come down to coordination with utilities and where they phase the different components in. We have not had that coordination meeting yet because we're waiting on them to get all their documents in order. Boy, we had a lot of fun this year in delays. So back in January of 2025, I applied to the State Department of Transportation and asked if they would relinquish three roads to the city of Westminster. One is South Broad Street, one is Green Street, and one is No Name Street. If you're wondering where No Name Street is, it's the little closed section of street that's next to the flower shop next to Sandifer Funeral Home. It's got a barricade up there. It's been that way for quite a while. The request was processed out of Oconee in time, and then it got lost on somebody's desk in Columbia. So we finally got approval of that back in December, I think right around the time we had the council meeting. I don't think I was able to tell you then. My request to you on that in particular, Green Street we will take over, South Broad Street we will take over, and if you also, if you aren't aware, the state is trying or is going through the process of asking cities and counties to take little roads like that over, to take that out of their inventory. That does not mean that we have to take them at this point in time, but I'm thinking that we will see legislation again looking to push that effort along. In our conversations with the local DOT office, we're looking for the ability to do that where it makes sense. The reason I asked for the No Name Street had to do with the ability of the city to secure it and then be able to receive bids for someone to be able to purchase it. It's the same process that we used on the Riley Street property. And if you will give me your head shake or your feedback, you wouldn't be taking a vote on it today. That would allow me to create a proposal to put that little section of street out for business owners to be able to bid on it and possibly be able to buy it. We do not need it. In terms of Green Street and Broad Street, our contractor, and he will correct it when he gets to the end, we had to do a lot of the sewer lines that Scott talked about under the SCIP project were along that Green Street, and Green Street got tore up pretty good, as well as Spring Street. Back in the day, they put the sewer line in the middle of the road, so that's where we got to go get it. So I'm asking you now, are you amenable for me creating that sealed bid process just like we did with Raleigh Street? And Keith and I have talked it over in terms of the legality of it, and he has said, you weigh in, Keith, if I say anything incorrect, that we can do that on that, what we call a no-name street. Charles, Jamie, what we did in the past was we put a proposal out on the street, said, here's the property. You send in a sealed bid on what you would pay for the property, and then I bring that back to the council, and they award it to whomever either has the highest bid or has the bid with terms that is agreeable for you.
I would have one question about that. If that lady ever does decide to sell that property that we're hoping she eventually will, what if the person who buys the street is not the same person that buys that property, and that buyer needs that street? I mean, how's that going to?
Well, it would become individual property owners. That would be for them to reconcile. So that would be something you may want to take into consideration. And when we take sealed bids, you're not obligated to award that to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take bids, and let's just say someone from Kansas comes in and bids on that property, and they're willing to pay you more, but they aren't going to do anything with it. Someone locally is able to give you a plan on what they would do with it, and you would rather award it to the local bidder even though it's lower. That's completely up to you, or say you don't like any of them, you aren't obligated to do anything with it. What I'm asking for is permission to actually solicit the sealed bids to bring them back to see if we can dispose of that small piece of property that isn't needed.
Are you going to name it?
That would be up to you. If you want to name it, or if the new property owner would. It's not really a street, so it would just become a piece of property. But
Where it's at, I would just think Cecil Street.
Yeah, it's a parking area for the flower shop right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they use it for.
So that would all be up to you.
Okay. Yeah.
You have that ability to.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Everybody else?
Yeah, proceed. Yeah.
Thank you. You have two planning meetings scheduled for later this week. You all are going to be invited to be together on Thursday. So we will publicly notice that on City Hall's door. We're asking you to come in and take a tour of the city facilities. So this is part of your budget planning process. We've talked as staff. I believe it would be best for you guys to, as a group, to talk to the department heads, to go out to each of the sites, to see some of these places for yourself and hear from your department heads. Most of the time you're listening to me. And I've told a number of you, most of what I say is stuff that I hear from other people, and mostly your department heads. We have scheduled that, and it will begin at 9 a.m. on Thursday. We will take you around to the different city facilities to conclude no later than 2:45. You would have lunch here at the fire department. Depending on whether you're a police officer or a firefighter, you have different ideas whether or not the fire department can cook you a proper lunch. But I have tasked Chief Smith with providing you lunch here at the fire department. I think it would be beneficial for you to see some things here. It will help inform you as you have your meeting on Friday, which we would have beginning at 8 a.m. at the depot. I believe you'll conclude no later than 2. You very likely will be done right around lunch. It's going to help, if you will, I think it will help inform you in the budget process and how you may prioritize the things that we do and don't do. As Scott said earlier, we've got a lot of projects underway. Those things are going to continue. But as you, as a new council, decide where you want to place the emphasis in the upcoming budget, in terms of where you're going to put the money and what we're going to put together for the next fiscal year, I believe it would be really good for you to see each one of these sites. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
All good.
All right. And then last, Mr. Mayor and Council, I would like to thank, I refer to him as Young Reagan. Young Reagan came to us 2.5 years ago, fresh out of grad school at UGA. He was much greener than his shirt is right now, but he has served us really well. And I have told him, as I've told you, I don't know what I'm going to do when he's not here. He fills in so many gaps for so many people. So thank you, Reagan, for your time here with us. If I were he, if it were not Reagan, I would have had him write a proclamation to recognize him. I just felt guilty about doing that. A lot of the proclamations that you guys award to people are those that Reagan writes. He takes the time to research what needs to go in them so that we say very poignant things to the teams, to the people that we've recognized throughout the years. We're going to miss Reagan a lot. And there will be, thanks to Davey Snipes and Sandra Blackwell, we will have Powell. Why did I call her Blackwell? Dang, Jimmy, I'm sorry. She married you, 40 years ago? Here I am going back to her maiden name. I wasn't even here when she was a Blackwell. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
That's all
right. Sandra Powell and Davey Snipes, boy, that guy, are going to host a farewell reception for Reagan and his wife, Kaylee. Most of you know Kaylee is executive director of First Steps of Oconee County. She'll be staying through the end of February, but this is our chance. And that is Reagan's last day. So if you come after 5 o'clock, the boy may have already left because he's ready to move on to what's next. He's going to work for the city of Goose Creek. I have said this to the staff, and I believe that we will say we knew Reagan when. I'm very proud of the work that he's done for us, and I think he will go on to do great things for the state of South Carolina. So, thank you.
Reagan, make sure you give us your new cell number since you set all this stuff up for us.
Yes, sir.
We will be calling you when we get. Kevin can't do it. You'll have to do it.
Yes, sir.
But we have enjoyed working with you, and we appreciate it. And I have seen the benefits of you being at City Hall. Made a huge difference to us.
And Mayor, that's all I have. Thank you.
Well, speaking of Reagan, that was one of my questions. What's the plan for filling his position, or what's moving forward?
So some of that we'll talk about in executive session, but I don't mind saying out loud to this group. Earlier this year, not even this year now, in 2025, Rebecca Overton retired after close to 30 years, am I getting that right, of being employed with the City of Westminster. Well, if you don't know this, Rebecca, her pool, and Michael Smith carry more vacation time than anybody because they never take vacation time. That's just the work ethic of the three of those folks that have been here for most of their work lives. When Rebecca left, we had to pay out a lot of vacation time, as is our policy. Reagan will leave. We will have some vacation that we will pay out with him. I'll discuss some of the details with you in executive session. My plan right now is to leave the position open so that we're able to do what I would call budget recovery. We did not budget for 3 additional months of employment, which is essentially what we had to pay Rebecca and what will combine up for Reagan. So that's the plan right now. Given the amount of time it often takes to bring somebody in, very likely, depending on the conversation with you in executive session, it would be another month and a half before we begin advertising, but we would look to wait at least 3 months, if not longer, before we bring somebody in. Kylie and her staff and I are already queued up to be able to take over the things that he's done, but whether or not we're able to do that as successfully as we would like to, I'm not certain right now, but that's our plan.
Okay, thank you for that. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Brunson? All right, we'll move on. Item 3, consider December 9 regular city council meeting minutes. You all have those in your packet. Need a motion?
Motion to approve December 9, 2025 regular city council meeting minutes.
Second. Motion and second. Any discussion? Call for a vote.
Jamie?
Yes.
Charles?
I wasn't here, so I'll abstain from voting.
Jamie?
I think Jimmy said yes when you said Jamie.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, Jamie nor Charles were here, so they did not vote.
Okay.
Jimmy said yes.
Jimmy said yes. Okay. Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
David?
Yes.
Item 4, consider December 12, 2025 special call city council meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Call for vote.
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Sorry. Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Abstain, I was out of town.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Davey?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes. All right, and item 5, consider January 5, 2026 special called city council meeting and the swearing in meetings.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Call for vote.
Jeannie?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll abstain on that one. I was at work.
Davey?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Next, move on to old business. Item 6, need a motion.
Zone a certain parcel in the city of Westminster from R25 one family residential to R20 one family residential.
Second motion.
Any discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Gail?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Becky?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Next, item seven, consider the first reading of ordinance. Well, let's get a motion.
Make a motion for the consideration of the first reading of ordinance 210-2602. An ordinance annexing property under 100% annexation method and assigning zoning classification and other matters related thereto.
Point of order. I've got to recuse myself from this issue as I voted on it in Planning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, discussion. Reagan, you worked on this one. You fill us in a little bit on it?
Yes, sir. So we received a petition through the water service application process, which we've used for most annexations that we've completed in the last several years here. From Mr. Neal, who spoke earlier this evening, we heard that from the Planning Commission and had some conversations about that. I know earlier last year you briefed the Planning Commission on the ordinance requiring the annexation petition, and so the Planning Commission proceeded forward with that with a vote of 3-1 recommending the annexation with the zoning designation of R20. At the November 18th City Council meeting, you all asked to table that consideration until January, so we're bringing that before you this evening. The recommendation of the Planning Commission still carries through to the new year, still in good terms. But it is contiguous to the city limits. We have received the annexation petition according to our processes that we have laid out, and Planning Commission and staff recommend annexation of property.
And how many of these have we done in the past couple of years? 8 or 10?
Probably closer to 15 or 20.
15 or 20?
Yes,
sir. Okay. Any questions from the council or discussion? Call for a vote.
Dale?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Davey?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am. Next, we'll move on to new business. Consider of a development infrastructure construction agreement between the City of Westminster and LJ Acquisitions, LLC, for the 125 Armstrong Road, Seneca. We need a motion.
Motion to consider.
Second.
Motion to second. You want to fill us in on this one?
Yes, sir. Mayor Ramey and members of the council, you have in your packet a number of documents related to this. The group LJ Acquisitions LLC out of Greenville is looking to construct a new neighborhood subdivision off of Armstrong Road. Armstrong Road was the place that's right across there. Bennett's, right across Highway 123 from Bennett's. Right now it is wooded property. It backs up to Conross Creek. It's got a Seneca address, but as a point of clarification, our water service territory goes to Conross Creek. So even though it's a Seneca address, we serve up to the river, and on the other side, Seneca serves that. LJ Acquisitions is looking to build a 152-home neighborhood on that parcel of land. You have a layout that shows you how that would lay out. It is not here for you to approve or not approve the layout. That is regulated by Oconee County standards and their building codes. What you have in front of you would be for the city to provide water infrastructure for that neighborhood. We have a 10-inch line that runs down to that where that property is. We have more than sufficient water to be able to provide 152 homes with that water. We have required them to sign an annexation covenant, even though that is outside of our future land use planning area, our future land use planning area stops at Highway 11 in the city. On that, the way it works is the developer either pays us, the city, to secure the water infrastructure contractor, and then it's installed, or the developer pays the city to have our inspectors inspect the infrastructure they install. It can go either way. We have done both. Most times, Scott Paris, along with Troy Rozier, work with the group to determine which way it'll go. If we end up bidding that out, those bids would come back to you for approval. If we go with the way of the developer paying their own contractor to put it back in, this agreement allows us to charge that developer for any fees we incur from the Rozier group to have those water lines inspected and pressure tested. Scott, you got any comments about the neighborhood or the what ability to serve water at that site?
Not much, just other than we've gone through their engineer has done the design plans for those, and Chris Todd and myself have gone over those, and we've made comments, a few updates to match our spec requirements, but overall they've done a good job with the layout, and I don't see any issues with serving it. I think they're ready to go pretty quickly.
Yeah,
but they've got a few adjustments that we've sent them recently. When they get back, we'll do a final approval of that, and then we can get a permit for it.
And I did neglect to mention to you, Mayor and Council, that the plan right now is for that sewer that would be out there to be contracted directly with the OJRSA and not through us.
Okay. How big are the lots on this? These are tight.
They are tight. They're 25 feet wide.
Quarter acre lots.
I believe by about 100 feet long. So they are
shotgun lots.
Yeah. About a quarter acre?
No, they're less than a quarter acre.
Yes.
Yeah, they're.
Like I said, we do not approve the layout, just like Cooper's Mill.
Oh, yeah.
That's based off the county density standards. And they would have to have all this approved, and I don't know where they are in that approval process with the county. My belief is they would not have presented the engineering plans they presented to us if they didn't believe that they had that approval.
Right.
And there's no way to know about how many houses?
It's 152. Davey, if I could have given you a bigger printout of that, you'd be able to see the number. Okay. And we have those documents at City Hall if you want to see the larger layout that you have that's so small there.
Yeah, I'm fine with supplying them water. That's what was Oconee County's headed to there. That's some serious density there. That's tight.
Very high density.
Yeah. All right, so we need a motion and a second. You've got those?
Oh, and Mayor, it would be clear to you, you approving this would give me the authority to sign that agreement with the developer.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions or discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Davey?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes, ma'am.
Taylor?
Yes, ma'am.
Next, item 9, we have nominations and consideration of appointments to the Westminster Planning Commission. I haven't heard from anyone else on council. I've talked with two people who are willing. Tanner Sluter, he's a local business owner. He manages 76 Station along with his dad. He's lived in town here for, I don't know, 8-10 years or something. He's willing, he's young, got kids. I think he'd be an asset. And then Kathy Davis, she owns the Kids Corner, been in business 36 years, lived in town 46 years. So those are the two I have. Do y'all have anyone else? Or?
I do not.
And I've asked a lot of people. I mean, and I think they're probably 12 and 13 of the ones I've asked, and they're willing. So I guess I'll nominate Tanner Sluter first. We'll do one at a time.
You can do both, unless there's some objection.
And I'll nominate Tanner Sluter and Kathy Davis, make a motion. We put them on the Planning Commission.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Mayor.
You got it.
Working right up to the end. So you have one term on there that would be through 2030, and you have one term that would be through 2029.
Okay.
So you just need to designate which would be which.
All right, we'll put Tanner at 2029. He's the young guy. And Ms. Davis at 2030. Reagan gonna catch us. Can't get by with anything with him. All right, so we have a motion and a second on both of those. Did you get the second, Kylie?
Charles made the motion.
Charles made the motion. I made the motion. Charles made the second. Good. Call for a vote, please.
Davey?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, next, item 10. Consideration of the 2026-2027 budget calendar and other items. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion second. Everyone had a chance to look over these dates. Everybody feels good about them. They work for everybody. Call for a vote, please.
Jamie?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Last discussion regarding the council meeting schedule. You've got all the proposed dates. Has everyone had a chance to look through them? It works for everybody. All of them worked out on the second Tuesday, didn't they, Kevin?
They all worked out on the second Tuesday.
There wasn't any modification.
For one reason or another.
Yep. Usually we have a kink in it, but is everyone good with those? Do you need a motion on those or just you're good?
If you will, please.
Okay, we need a motion.
Motion to approve the 2026 city council meeting schedule without the blah blah.
Second. We get a second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, call for a vote, please.
Charles?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, is that it? All right, now we need a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to move into executive session.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank you all for coming. We appreciate it. It's nice to have a audience to work with.
Yes, ma'am.